As the United States became an urban nation, those artists who chose to portray city life realistically pioneered a new style of art. Here's David Smith with this week's edition of David and Art on KWBU.
Every time I teach the second half of the U.S. History Survey course, which I'm doing this semester, the first artists who come up are the ones from the later 19th century, grouped together under the classification of the realists. These were painters like Thomas Eakins and George Bellows who sought to dispense with romanticism and its idealization of life and to show how things really were. Eakins was born in Philadelphia in 1844 and lived most of his life there. In 1875, he painted one of his most famous pictures, the Gross Clinic, sometimes referred to as the Clinic of Dr. Gross. It depicts a group of medical students operating on a patient under the guidance of a professor. Gritty details like the blood on the professor's hands and a grimacing woman covering her face caused something of a controversy. One critic called it one of the most powerful, horrible, and fascinating pictures ever painted in the United States. 14 years later, he painted a similar scene entitled The Agnew Clinic, and while it's just as unflinching as the earlier work, one can see how far medical science has progressed. The lights are brighter, the young medical students and professor are all in clean white lab coats now instead of everyday dark suits, and an anesthesiologist is tending to the patient. Also, a female nurse is standing nearby, obviously unmoved by the proceedings, in stark contrast to the woman overcome in the 1875 painting. Other painters came along in Eakins' wake and continued his style of realistically portraying city life. They believed art had a responsibility to truth, and in urban America, that truth could be unpleasant. Their determined approach carried over to other artists working in the new field of photography. Jacob Riis immigrated to the United States from Denmark at age 21. For a while in the 1870s, he was homeless in New York, sleeping in public parks or cemeteries, and surviving on handouts. He finally found work as a reporter and then moved on to photography. Some of his pictures of grim alleys and children sleeping in doorways are among the most famous ever taken in America. You would recognize many of them. The realism of painters like Thomas Eakins led to the realism of photographers like Jacob Riis. This, in turn, fueled the urban reform movement known as progressivism, with legislation for safer working conditions and laws against child labor. It's all a good story of how art can play an active role in shaping history.
This and past episodes can be found on our website at kwbu.org. Just look for David and Art under the Programs tab.